A. 1. Don't feed the animals when you visit the zoo. 1. Don't feed the animals when you visit the zoo.
2. What a lovely birthday present. Thank you, Mum. 2. What a lovely birthday present. Thank you, Mum.
3. The family are enjoying themselves at the show in the theatre. 3. The family are enjoying themselves at the show in the theatre.
4. Who were the earliest Chinese to ship out to the world? 4. Who were the earliest Chinese to ship out to the world?
5. For little Tommy, nothing is happier than playing on the beach. 5. For little Tommy, nothing is happier than playing on the beach.
6. It's good for our health to get up early and enjoy fresh air in the woods. 6. It's good for our health to get up early and enjoy fresh air in the woods.
B. 7. I guess basketball is now the second most popular sport all over the world.
I agree, especially among students. I think it was invented by a Canadian doctor.
Question. Who invented the basketball game according to the man? 7. I guess basketball is now the second most popular sport all over the world.
I agree, especially among students. I think it was invented by a Canadian doctor.
Question. Who invented the basketball game according to the man? 8. I like Tuesday best because I can have a history lesson. It's my favourite subject.
History is fun, but I'm interested in physics and maths.
Question. What subject does the woman like best? 8. I like Tuesday best because I can have a history lesson. It's my favourite subject.
History is fun, but I'm interested in physics and maths.
Question. What subject does the woman like best?
9. Vivian, your baby is so cute. How old is she?
Thank you, Tony. She's turning 10 months.
Oh, time flies. I still remember the first time we met 2 years ago, and now you're a mother.
Question. When did Vivian and Tony meet for the first time?
9. Vivian, your baby is so cute. How old is she?
Thank you, Tony. She's turning 10 months.
Oh, time flies. I still remember the first time we met 2 years ago, and now you're a mother.
Question. When did Vivian and Tony meet for the first time? 10. You've attended quite a few lectures on memory recently.
Yeah, I want to improve my memory. It's not one-day work, though.
Question. Why does the man go to the lectures? 10. You've attended quite a few lectures on memory recently.
Yeah, I want to improve my memory. It's not one-day work, though.
Question. Why does the man go to the lectures? 11. Your dog looks smart. She is getting books for you from the shelf.
Yes. She can also pick up shoes for me when I go out.
Question. How does the dog help the man? 11. Your dog looks smart. She is getting books for you from the shelf.
Yes. She can also pick up shoes for me when I go out.
Question. How does the dog help the man? 12. Now that you are here, Michael, help me cut the carrots and make a vegetable salad.
Give me a break, Mum. But can I wash the dishes and clean up after dinner?
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? 12. Now that you are here, Michael, help me cut the carrots and make a vegetable salad.
Give me a break, Mum, but can I wash the dishes and clean up after dinner?
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? 13. Hello, I'd like our son to know how much the online lessons cost.
between 10 and 200 yuan, depending on the subjects and levels.
Question: what are the two speakers talking about? 13. Hello, I'd like our son to know how much the online lessons cost.
Between 10 and 200 yuan, depending on the subjects and levels.
Question: what are the two speakers talking about? 14. Jason, I'd like our son to learn more about reading and writing, and I want to keep the after-school programs, such as guitar, baseball, and painting.
Well, it's not a bad plan, dear, but do you think our son still needs any sleep?
Question: what does Jason probably mean? 14. Jason, I'd like our son to learn more about reading and writing, and I want to keep the after-school programs, such as guitar, baseball, and painting.
Well, it's not a bad plan, dear, but do you think our son still needs any sleep?
Question: what does Jason probably mean?
C. When Charlie was playing with a football in the garden, he saw the neighbor's cat walking along the top of the wooden fence that divided his garden from the neighbor's. Charlie didn't like that cat, so he threw his football at it. But the cat jumped out of the way. The ball flew past the cat. Then he heard a loud sound. Charlie went towards the fence and looked through it. He saw his football lying by the wall of his neighbor's house and a big flower pot broken on one side. Charlie didn't want his mum to find out what he'd done, so he opened the fence door and walked inside. He picked up his football and put the broken pieces into his pocket. He tried hard to turn the flower pot around to hide the broken side. Then he closed the fence door and left. When Charlie was looking for a place to hide the broken pieces, his mother went towards him and asked where he had been. Charlie wanted to lie to his mother, but he realized that would be another bad thing. No, that would be really bad, he decided. Mum, he asked, will you still love me if I tell you the bad things I've done? His mother smiled and said, of course, son. Charlie pulled a hand out of his pocket full of broken pieces. Mum could see those broken pieces, but that was okay. This would be good. C. When Charlie was playing with a football in the garden, he saw the neighbor's cat walking along the top of the wooden fence that divided his garden from the neighbor's. Charlie didn't like that cat, so he threw his football at it. But the cat jumped out of the way. The ball flew past the cat. Then he heard a loud sound. Charlie went towards the fence and looked through it. He saw his football lying by the wall of his neighbor's house and a big flower pot broken on one side. Charlie didn't want his mum to find out what he'd done, so he opened the fence door and walked inside. He picked up his football and put the broken pieces into his pocket. He tried hard to turn the flower pot around to hide the broken side. Then he closed the fence door and left. When Charlie was looking for a place to hide the broken pieces, his mother went towards him and asked where he had been. Charlie wanted to lie to his mother, but he realized that would be another bad thing. No, that would be really bad, he decided. Mum, he asked, will you still love me if I tell you the bad things I've done? His mother smiled and said, of course, son. Charlie pulled a hand out of his pocket full of broken pieces. Mum could see those broken pieces, but that was okay. This would be good.
D. Bob and Jesse are walking through a park. Bob is eating a piece of candy and he litters on the ground. Jesse believes that it is wrong and decides to stop him. Bob, I saw you drop something on the ground.
Oh, come on, Jesse. It was just a little piece of plastic. It's not a big deal.
You might think that it isn't a big deal, but it is.
What do you mean?
It will hurt the environment and take away from the park's natural beauty.
Oh, come on. Just one small piece.
But it's the rule. People shouldn't litter, even a little. It's not right.
Don't pick on me. I've seen lots of litter in some of the neighbourhoods around town.
So, just because some people do so, doesn't mean it's okay. Everyone should care about the environment and help protect it.
Hey, it's not like I dropped that big bag of rubbish on the ground.
You know, we're in a park. If everyone who visited dropped one piece of rubbish, the public place would be dirty.
Well, maybe there should be more public rubbish bins around. Then it would be more convenient to throw things away.
We're going to walk past a rubbish bin on our way home. Remember, it's near the bus stop.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me pick it up and throw it away.
Now let's head home. D. Bob and Jesse are walking through a park. Bob is eating a piece of candy and he litters on the ground. Jesse believes that it is wrong and decides to stop him. Bob, I saw you drop something on the ground.
Oh, come on, Jesse. It was just a little piece of plastic. It's not a big deal.
You might think that it isn't a big deal, but it is.
What do you mean?
It will hurt the environment and take away from the park's natural beauty.
Oh, come on. Just one small piece.
But it's the rule. People shouldn't litter, even a little. It's not right.
Don't pick on me. I've seen lots of litter in some of the neighbourhoods around town.
So, just because some people do so, doesn't mean it's okay. Everyone should care about the environment and help protect it.
Hey, it's not like I dropped that big bag of rubbish on the ground.
You know, we're in a park. If everyone who visited dropped one piece of rubbish, the public place would be dirty.
Well, maybe there should be more public rubbish bins around. Then it would be more convenient to throw things away.
We're going to walk past a rubbish bin on our way home. Remember, it's near the bus stop.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me pick it up and throw it away.
Now let's head home.